I wanted to go a couple of weeks back to our fall supper. We had Mark Kelm, the senior chaplain of UGM, as our guest speaker. He spoke of the hardships of some of the men and women who come there who want desperately to get off of drugs and alcohol and their struggles to do that. He said one thing that kind of grabbed my attention, and that was, and I'll kind of paraphrase what he said, "The only thing that satisfies the thirst of their souls for drugs and alcohol was the gospel and the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ." I thought it was kind of interesting. So in Psalms 107, verses 8 and 9, says, "Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things." The soul is a funny entity. It's given to us by God, and it is eternal. And the only thing that satisfies the soul is God's goodness. But it always has a desire and a thirst. It needs to be fed. It doesn't really protest too much. No matter what we feed it, it'll soak up whatever we give it. It's just, it doesn't ever get satisfied unless we put God back into our soul. So my question was, what am I feeding my soul? How much time do I spend with God, and how much time do I spend elsewhere? Because there's a few things that, you know, I'd like to do other than, like, I remember as a kid bugging Dad to play hockey and baseball and all these things, but, well, he used kind of chores as an excuse that, well, it was at a bad time, and it was a legitimate excuse, but and at one point I even had rides. He didn't even have to do anything. I had rides to and from and back, but no, he wasn't into that. So, but he didn't stop there. Like, he didn't just not take us, but he took us to other stuff. Like, I remember, I don't know how old we were, I would have been maybe 14. He took us to a revival meeting at Grant Memorial Baptist Church, or the other one right beside it, the Pentecostal Church. I can't remember which one it was, but they had a guy that was he was a young Christian guy that grew up in a Christian family and ended up kind of at UGM, and that was kind of the first I'd ever heard of that. This guy was addicted to drugs and alcohol, and his life just went right off the rails. But he said the same thing as Mark Kelton did. But so that's what Dad got us into, that kind of stuff. And then when Silo Mission started up, when Art Voth was going, then he brought us there, and we did little things like that. So he was always, he just didn't deny us one thing. Dad would always take us to fill it with something else. So then I asked myself, well, what do I chase? Do I chase the games? Well, I'd have no problems playing hockey or baseball all year. And of course, that's when I wasn't hunting or fishing. And well, after that, like, it was in between my holidays at the cabin or wherever. And all of these things, you know, well, I had to work for this, so I had to work hard to pay for all this stuff. So how much time did that leave for, you know, spending time with God? And none of these things are immoral on their own. But collectively, we can see that they drag us away from God. And that's what our souls, and our soul desires to be gratified, but it never finds it there. But if we feed our soul with the Spirit, it will be satisfied. So in Galatians, we'll go to Galatians 5, verse 16 to 18. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not want what you want. But you, if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. And then I'll go to verse 22 to 25 of the same verse, chapter. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with it, with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. So, and then how, well, how do we accomplish these things? And then we'll go into Mark, Mark 12:30. So for feeding on the Spirit, how do we feed on it? Well, it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and all your strength. Boy, that's a lot of alls. All your heart, not just some of it. Or, and then in Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. Well, Mark said it, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And Thessalonians says, pray continually. Well, that's quite a bit. And we think of what time we spend elsewhere and what time we spend doing other things with we don't question how much time we spend on them. We were thinking about tithing the other day. Heather and I were talking about it, and well, we do it. If you do it with your money, what happens if? What would happen if the church, if we would all do that with our time? Like that's 2.5 hours a day. That's quite a bit of time. Imagine what God could do with Christian people if we spent 2.5 hours a day as a minimum. That I think he would accomplish great things, and we wouldn't wonder where God is. So let us prayerfully consider what is driving us and ask God to govern our yearning heart and soul. Because if we don't feed our souls with God, God's goodness, we become more like the unsaved and thirsty soul downtown than content, satisfied children of God.